Good morning and welcome to Sunny Internet Radio. Yes, we have stopped doing shows. However, this is a special show, special occasion, remembering the 13th tragic anniversary of the Columbine shooting in Littleton, Colorado. We're going to have some songs. I will say that I copied this from my brother-in-law and from his show. This is a small little sample. And the 3-minute interlude, I guess you could call it. Thank you.
It was the darkest nightmare of every parent come to life. The setting was Littleton, Colorado, a comfortably middle-class suburb of Denver, a place where people came to raise a family, and where the arch over a hallway at local Columbine High School is inscribed with the motto, "The finest kids in America pass through these halls." But on April 20th, 1999, the halls of Columbine suddenly became the scene of a murderous reign of terror. At about 11:30 that morning, two Columbine students, Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, came to the school wearing masks and long black trench coats, armed with rifles, homemade bombs, and a calculated plan to commit mayhem. Bullets began to fly. A wounded and panicked art teacher, Patricia Nielsen, telephoned 911.
"He's right outside of here. He's outside. He's outside of the hall. Outside of a hall. Outside of a hall. Okay."
Within seconds, Columbine was transformed from a school into a war zone.
Gunfire at Columbine High School.
Denver radio station KOA was one of the first on the scene.
Here's Steve Davis with the Jeffco Sheriff's Department.
The information that I have is that there are shots fired at Columbine High School. It's unknown if there are any victims or how many.
One by one, as they made their escape, students described the horror that unfolded inside the school.
"Yeah, I was sitting down in the commons eating my lunch. I just hear a pop, 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 and all the kids in my lunch just started running. I'm like, what's going on? I thought it was a big joke. And I go, what? And then the glass started breaking. They're shooting at us."
"Well, we were in the library, and they said they were going to kill all the jocks in the school. So they came over to us, and they held a gun right at my head.
The two guns rode around, and they were shooting people left and right."
The gunmen had been identified as students. Consequently, police had difficulty in separating the marauders from the victims.
"Here come about 20 more coming out of the west end of the building, and they're all running like crazy back over to the SWAT team members and back toward the trucks. And as they get there, they're putting their hands up. The police are frisking them to make sure that these people are not associated with the bad guys that are in the building."
Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold prowled methodically through the halls, sparing some students while shooting and killing others at whim. Then, as the police closed in, they aimed their last two bullets at themselves.
"Well, it appears to be a suicide mission, but unfortunately, when we did make entry into the library, it was a pretty gruesome sight."
It took hours to tally the carnage at Columbine. 12 students and one teacher lay murdered. Klebold and Harris ultimately failed in their apparent attempt to obliterate their own high school. But in a few short hours, they had scarred the town of Littleton forever and opened a dark abyss into the imaginations of parents and children, which extended far beyond those borders.
My head, Columbine, fly blood red, heartbreak overflows my head. Columbine, friend of mine, peace will come to you in time. Columbine, friend of mine.
Thank you. 1999. That was the Mile High tragedy I call Columbine. And give my heart to all the families of Columbine. The ones who have seen the world's demise right in front of your eyes. Tears from the world mourn your latest surprise. Hear the sun will never shine on another day. That these acts are not remembered. It's for this that I pray. It's my brain and my heart that are so far apart. I just don't understand. They had barely made a start in a wicked ass world that was capable of this. 1,300 kids running from a hit and miss. My brother was inside. My friends were inside. Let them find a place to hide. Saw their friends just die. My family. Hey, but what about the others? My soul is slowly dying as I hold my baby brother. I will cry for you, wonder why for you. And for the rest of my life, I'll be alive for you. Let nobody forget about this fateful day. Yo, it's going for my children with that bullet spray. And now as life goes on, I will never be blind about how God made angels out these friends of mine. And I'll never forget the day when the sky cried. And I'll never forget the day when my soul died. A tear across my eye, why did bullets have to fly? Why my friends pass away, memories never die. Well, I cry for those families at Columbine. And I hurt for the loss of these friends of mine. Things will never be the same, always remember the names of the friends I once loved in this town of mine. The moon comes out on a sleepless night. I cut the treble cause the devil just took his bite right out the middle of this headstrong school. So many kids scared, done been playing the fool. So you take advantage of these tools of life. And if you don't, 15 sleepless beds, a widowed wife. A community is lost in the air we are tossed. Torn in between what we gained, what we lost. Do you don't understand what it's like in the air? Try a call on my graduation with a diploma in a wheelchair. Cause you can't forget some people lived through it. Bullet through the flesh, where's your soul? You can't get killed because we're too strong for that. I am one with my brothers. We're all combined with Columbine. We live for each other. No other day will remain in my mind through time. Then the day God made angels out these friends of mine. 15 lives put to dark. Over your lap, claiming mark. Hey, the sky cried for you when the world went blind. Tears from heaven in 2019-99. I'll forget the day when the sky cried. And I'll never forget the day when my soul died. A tear across my eye, why did bullets have to fly? Why my friends pass away, memories never die? Well, I cried for those families at Columbine. And I hurt for the loss of these friends of mine. Things will never be the same, always remember the names of the friends I once loved in this town of mine.
This Get. Do you believe in God? Recognize faceth the choice to deny God and live. For her there was one choice to make. This was the time, this was the dance. She lived every moment, left nothing to chance. She swam in the sea, drank of the deep, embraced the mystery of all she could be. This was the time. You are mourning and grieving your loss. Death died a long time ago. Swallowed in life so that life carries on. Still it's so hard to let go. This was the time, this was the dance. She lived every moment, left nothing. I'm in the